From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome once again to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by ABC Family to take a sneak peek at the network's new holiday movie, Santa Baby, Christmas Maybe. Now, it did premiere on Sunday, December 13th, but it will be rebroadcast on Wednesday, December 23rd, along with the original Santa Baby. ABC Family will air the 2006 movie Santa Baby at 2 p.m., followed by the new Santa Baby Christmas Maybe at 4 p.m. Melissa, did you see that original movie, by the way?
I did not. Did you?
I did when it originally aired 3 years ago, and I thought it was a cute holiday movie. So what did you think of the sequel?
Well, to be honest, I have to say right off the bat, I wasn't exactly looking forward to watching this movie.
Oh.
But it just looked like the typical cookie cutter, you know, family Christmas movie.
Yeah.
So I wasn't real excited. But I actually did enjoy it.
Well,
I liked it.
Yeah.
What did you think?
It's a fun holiday film, that's for sure. And what's neat about it is Jenny McCarthy, who starred in the original, returned for the sequel. You know, because that sometimes doesn't happen. She's back as Mary Class, Santa's business-minded daughter. But there is new Santa. The original was played by George Wendt from Cheers, and now playing Santa is Paul Sorvino from That's Life. And also Mary's love interest, Luke, who's played by Dean McDermott in this new version, was played by Ivan Sergei from Crossing Jordan in the original.
Okay, that's interesting. I thought Dean McDermott was good. I remember you talking about liking him in this, I believe, and
mm-hmm.
I thought he was decent.
Yeah.
And Paul Sorvino was a good Santa Claus.
I think so, too.
I thought, and I always have to bring this up when there's movies with dogs. It had dogs and puppies in it, so that's a plus.
For sure. And, well, a little bit about the movie itself. In the original Santa Baby in 2006, Mary was called in to help get everything ready for Christmas Eve. But this time, Santa wants to pass the reins to her permanently. And
yeah, she's like, oh, I'm not ready for that. I've got my own life
going
on. Yeah,
she's a successful, running a heist, a very successful firm in New York City, a publicity firm, I believe. And, you know, getting along with Luke, great.
But I thought it was kind of funny showing Luke the way he was a postman and
mm-hmm.
and the way people were rude to him when he delivered packages and not like it is in Santa Land.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this cute movie?
I thought Kelly Stables, that played, you know, kind of her Jenny McCarthy's nemesis in the movie,
mm-hmm.
Terry, I thought she was pretty good. I liked that she played the bad guy, but she made her interesting, I thought.
Yeah. Well, something that you might know is what I really liked about this whole event was that ABC staged a thing in New York City. It was December 7th. They asked, you know, New Yorkers and tourists in town to gather together and help set a Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of Santa's elves. And they even provided the elf outfit, which you could keep as a souvenir. And they set the record. How about that? They had a 607 elves gather.
That's hilarious.
And Jenny McCarthy and Dean McDermott were on hand to help organize the event.
Well, that is really cool.
I thought it was.
All the elves, all of the set decoration and the costumes, I thought that all was really good in that movie. So that's really interesting.
Yeah. And also, Santa Baby is a record setter as well, sort of. At the time, back 3 years ago, it was ABC Family's most watched original movie developed for the channel.
Really?
Yeah, of course, you know, that's since been shattered.
I
couldn't tell you by what, but...
But this was, you know, not seeing the first one, I was...
Mm-hmm.
I could jump right in, and I enjoyed it, so that's good. Maybe this one will set a new record.
Well, let's hope so. So, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, Melissa, what would you rate Santa Baby Christmas Maybe?
Well, I'd give it an 8.
Well,
I'd give it an 8. What would you say?
Well, you topped me. I'm giving it a 7. You know, it's a fun family movie that'll help get everybody in this Christmas spirit. So why don't you set aside a few hours on Wednesday, December 23rd to watch Santa Baby at 2 p.m., followed by Santa Baby Christmas Maybe at 4 p.m. on ABC Family. And always remember to come back to the Oklahoma's TV Preview podcast to hear another discussion of an upcoming program. But as always, you can hear this podcast any day, anytime at your convenience.